Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Pets are animals that are not delicious. I don't think that was by mistake. I think we probably tried to eat all of them. Like, okay, these don't taste good, so we'll give these first names and sweaters and we'll hang out with them. And then let's eat the rest. Let's eat these. We even eat birds. I can't believe we eat birds. How did that start? Somebody's like, you see that flying up there? I want to put that in my mouth. I mean, turkeys, we break the wishbone. We've killed the bird. We've cooked it and we've eaten it. Then we're like, you want to break its bones, man? Yeah, let's break his bones, man. We'll make a wish. What did you wish for? Death to all turkeys.
It is the Migs Cast.
Are you spending Thanksgiving alone?
What's that?
Are you spending Thanksgiving alone?
No.
Oh, I thought that was what that song was about.
Hey, dude, I'm trying to do the intro.
Yeah, man.
You know, all of a sudden, because we're the number one podcast in all of Western Washington, you think you could flip the script, but you can't. That's why it's one. We're number one, you bitch.
My bad.
We're the best.
Around.
It is the Migs Cast. I'm Steve Migs. That is Top Shelf, my good friend. The mighty Reverend Infuego.
Around.
And the flipped script flipper, whoa. Mono Nick.
I suck. Sorry.
It's about time you recognize that.
Yeah.
Around.
Jam of the week. I think you'll understand why it's this song.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind.
Not humble at all.
No. Screw it. Screw you, Luke Burbank.
Go up.
And they stay there.
Oh, and they stay there.
You're number one.
Stay there.
Down. DJ Khaled. I think Luda.
There he is.
Snoop, I think, is in this song, too. This was like the theme song for our hockey team at the Phoenix Draft Tourney.
Because which you won as well.
Because all we did was win. Just like this podcast.
Yeah, you are just full of win this year, man.
It's a good year.
Year the Migs.
It has been a great year for you.
It has been, actually. I ain't gonna lie. I have plenty to be thankful for. Good things happening, work life, personal life. I'm just waiting for the ball to drop.
Well, you got till the 31st of December.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they say that.
Up, down.
Cause all I do is win.
I'm good with this song now.
Yeah, it's,
that's about all I needed. Oof. Hey, thank you, all the Titanic douches out there. Let's just address it right now. That's
thank you.
Thank you for voting us the number one podcast in all of Western Washington.
Did you guys vote?
I did.
I didn't.
I voted three times.
I didn't vote either.
Well, good. Then we all balanced it all
yeah,
out.
So you voted three. I voted one.
That's four.
Wait. Yeah, I did vote for this one.
Okay.
Nick, I don't feel it's right to vote for myself.
You're not voting for yourself. You're voting for all of us.
Yeah.
Part of myself.
You're voting for the team.
I didn't want to make a profile, okay. So.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. I just wanted to click a box. But
all you had to do was enter your email address.
Yeah, you lost me at email.
All right, well, hey, thank you, Rev.
In spite of the laziness of half the members of the show.
I'm shocked we even won this. Now I'm even more pumped that we won. Because, I mean, if we're this lazy, I can only imagine the rest of the Titanic douches are this lazy.
Well, they're not lazy. They're the ones adding, like,
a period to their email address.
Just one guy.
That's all who confessed to that.
That's a good point.
You know Caesar didn't vote.
No, Caesar doesn't get one. No.
Caesar doesn't get
one. He's Mexican. They don't get to vote.
Wow, we're just going out full blast. We're
just trying to just be a pain in the ass today.
Yeah, Nick's just wanting to sabotage this podcast. He's starting the podcast by saying stuff. And
next
taking
week.
Taking shots at our most, the leader of the Titanic douches.
Next week, there'll be no Nick, and there'll just be the theme song will be Sabotage.
Yep.
I mean, I can leave now.
Nope, you're stuck here. Okay. You're stuck here. It's funny. So it was like, what? Saturday morning, I woke up, and I go on my phone, and I see all these Facebook notifications, a few text messages from some of my buddies. Like, word spread quick. Yeah. Before I even got the word. I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm not saying this to be like, Mr. I didn't expect us to win, but I didn't expect us to win. I just figured something's going to happen.
Yeah. It has in the last however many years we've done this.
I think,
12?
One year we came in fourth, then we came in second for two straight years, then we came in third last year. Mm-hmm. So I just figured something's going to happen. Burbank's going to say something. The fine ladies, Mason and Megan from Turn Down for Brunch.
It's just a great name for a podcast.
It is. They were rising as the voting stopped, so I'm like, oh, pretty girls are going to win. Either Pretty Girls or Pretty Burbank.
Pretty Burbank. Well, I'm glad it wasn't on there.
You got BJ. He's encouraging everyone to vote for anything but us.
I know. Yeah. And that was like the weirdest thing was like we've been doing this for 4 years on the MIGS cast. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't want to do anything with Geek Nation. It's like if someone manages to vote for us, cool.
Right.
And then like 2 weeks before it happens, like the MIGS cast is getting steam and it's number one and it's getting on its radar. Like, oh, we should do something with that. I'm like, oh, come on.
It's like, come on, man. You're taking away from our votes.
Yeah, luckily, I had already voted for the MIGS cast at that point, so there's no obligation to vote for Geek Nation. And I could already tell him, like, he'd be like, sorry, man, I already voted.
Well, in his head, he thinks you can vote as much as you want. I don't think he realized you have to enter an email. So I think he was voting for us, but never, because he said he voted for us and everybody else. I don't think he realized that he has to actually enter his email
old
for it to count.
Old man on the internet.
Needless to say, I fully anticipated that the word would come out and we'd finish like second or third and it would have been fine. It would have been funny for the podcast to be like, we lose again. We're always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But we got married, man. We got married.
Uh-oh.
We're the brides this time. So I wake up and I'm like, this is awesome. And I'm riding high all weekend. This is like the coolest thing. I'm really pumped. I'm very appreciative towards everyone who voted. And there's always something that has to happen to bring you back down to earth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I always made this rule for the longest time. And we might even have some new listeners right now. So thanks, Nick, for screwing up the entire intro.
My pleasure.
Yes. Thank you for the new listeners. Because someone might be like, hey, what is this podcast that won first?
Well, it's a wrestling podcast, guys.
Clearly.
And I'm the host.
Yes. Nick tells us what to do.
Let's just confuse everyone right now.
He's the swerve jobber. So I'm like, I've always had this rule recently because I just don't want to deal with negativity. It's a stay positive mentality. But usually whenever KSW posts something with my picture in it or whatever, I'm like, I'm not even going to read the comments. Most of them will be, it's like most are fun and most are funny, but there's always that one guy that will somehow, I don't know if you guys experienced it as well, there's always that guy that has something to say about you that just gets under your skin and just will just F up the rest of your day.
There was one on the Mixcast congratulatory post.
Yeah.
It just got my hide chapped.
See, that's
what it say?
Oh, Toppy loves this stuff.
It was the one, God, I don't want to call him out because he's such a douchebag
anyway.
Just
in general, what did it say?
It was the guy who was just like, well, congratulations on doing it since you guys have a professional studio you do your stuff in. And it's like...
Yeah.
He's like, I do mine out of the living room. And I'm like,
that's not my fault.
No.
And, you know, I've done it in the hotel room with a drunk girl that made no sense once, and still people voted for us.
I'm just like, yeah, why do you got to poo-poo on something? I mean,
this is that mentality. It's
everyone's got to have their opinion out there. No,
it's almost
what.
Like that guy's like, I haven't seen anything negative written yet. I should be that guy.
Yeah. So take up that mantle.
Congratulations. I do 131 video podcasts and. Nothing happens for mine.
It's not about being better than anyone. It's just kind of fun that we got voted number one.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
Don't.
Really? So someone actually wrote that?
Yeah, he's been in studio multiple times.
Oh.
Turn off the microphone. I want to know who this is. Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Yep.
Come on, dude. just be appreciative. You know, I'm always of the person, even if I'm up for something, like if we lost, I'm always the first, except for Burbank.
Yeah.
And I jokingly say that.
Yeah,
but like the barbershop guys beat us last year. I tweeted at them, like, I'm really, it's a little bit of a shot at Burbank. I'm like, if there's anyone that's going to beat us, I'm glad it was you guys.
Yeah.
But like, I'm genuinely pumped for anybody. I don't care. Like, yeah. Tyron. Somehow I made it to number 6 on the most popular personality radio personalities. You got beat up by Tyron. I'm like, F yeah, Tyron, way to go.
Yeah, it's cool to see her get some recognition.
Hell yeah. So
what'd she get?
Number 5.
Nice.
Fitz was number 1. Mm-hmm. Some show I never heard of.
Fitz. Oh, nice.
Number 1. Some show I never heard of, like an internet radio show, came in at number 2.
There you go. It can be done.
Yep. Boom. They probably do it in their living room.
There you go.
And they probably do 150 videos at a time.
In a row.
Tony,
out of the garage.
Formerly of the Fitz's show, he came in number 3.
Tony,
number 4,
good for you,
I think,
Tony.
Was Brooke and Jubal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 5, Tyron, me 6.
So 4A and 4B.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know what? They
asterisk.
Don't deserve it. That's 2 votes.
Yeah,
that's right? 2 people.
It's 2 people.
They're banned. Come back as Brooke, and then come back as Jubal, and then we'll talk.
Right.
You guys don't count.
Yeah, you don't see it. BJ and Migs at 6.
Right. That's right.
It's BJ or Migs.
And you know, BJ was encouraging all of our listeners to vote for Tyron. Thanks, BJ.
Yeah right.
See?
We're all over the place. So,
yeah.
I go on to KSW's Instagram, and I'm seeing all the stuff. And one of the videos that was posted was the video of me and BJ doing the Carlton dance during...
That was hilarious.
Beat Me. It's so dumb
so stupid,
and playful.
But it's so funny.
And a lot of people are like, oh, look at those like white guys dancing. You know, having fun. I don't got thin skin where if you're funny and you're goofing on me, I think that's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's the people that just get like completely, like you can just tell there's just a lot of hatred in their tone. And I'm like, what is the, it's not even like you're hurting my ego. Yeah. You're just hurting my energy. Like it's like, wow, just way to suck the life out of something stupid as a dancing video.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the comments again.
Man.
Going against my own rules, but I'm riding high. We're the number one podcast in all of Western Washington.
Nothing can bring you down.
That's right.
Well, then this guy posts up there.
Hey, guy.
And I'm not going to say his username. I don't want to give him the publicity.
Yeah, guy.
He writes, Migs, you're such a blanking dumbass.
Yeah.
I can't tolerate this show anymore. Now seeing your face makes me want to name my puppy Migs and punch it in the face with my foot.
Wow.
Right.
That's a great comment.
Like, is that, I mean.
It's not even funny.
Like, at that point, yeah, it's like, how hard are you trying
Unless
to be funny?
Unless you hate dogs, it's funny.
Well, thanks there, Top Chill.
Well, here's my thing. You're calling me a dumbass shit. You're saying you're going to punch something with your foot. That's kicking.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Dumb. And I don't ever find punching dogs or kicking dogs to be very humorous.
No.
Right? Yeah.
It's illegal, I think.
I believe so.
A little bit, yeah.
Let's check with Michael Vick. Hey, Michael. No. Oh, he's busy not talking to us. I was just like, oh, thanks, guy. Thanks. Like, it's not like.
That was a uncalled for comment.
Yeah.
Right.
Good God.
And we're fellow Jeep owners, man. I went on his page.
Guy, you went deep on that one,
I clicked on his name.
That's a problem.
You're fellow
what? He has 4 pictures.
Your fellow what?
Jeep owners.
Jeep owners. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. What do you think he said?
Jeep owners. I was like, Jeep owners? What's that? I don't know.
We'll never tell.
It's like a Google phone?
So then
Jeep owner?
I do feel like that was like the trigger to then just other weird stuff happening since finding out. So I go to the hockey rink and I go to play some hockey. I get out of the rink.
Take it out on your teammates?
No, it's a different day. I'm getting out of the rink, and I'm throwing my gear into my car, and there's a car like maybe 50 feet from mine parked, and it's blasting country music. And I'm like, all right, this guy's really jamming out to like some old school country. Not like
guess
new.
He's not here to play hockey, right?
There's country fans that play hockey.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, way to go, Nick.
Gosh. Labeling people.
Right? Just a stereotyper. And a swerve puller.
Yeah. Swerve puller.
So anyways, so I'm like, whatever. And I hear him yelling something. I'm like, I don't know what the hell is this guy. He must be like arguing with someone with his music blasting up. Right. I don't know.
Third the horse. Wee-haw.
And I'm not kidding. I hear, you suck. And I'm like, geez, man, who's this guy mad at? So I turn around, and then all I see is a guy in a car, and now he's not saying anything. Like, all right. Turn back around, starting to put the rest of my gear in there. Hockey sucks, and you suck.
Uh-oh. Told you he wasn't here to play hockey.
Tourette, man.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? Who is this guy talking? So now I'm like, is this somebody that I know?
Yeah.
So I turn around again.
It's Munson.
And I'm like, all right, nothing. Nothing being said again. Windows up. Turn back around.
The window's up. He rolls him up.
This is great. This is funny.
Turn back around. Closing everything up. Yeah! You suck! And then curses.
What the hell?
I'm like, okay.
This time to grab the hockey stick.
This has got
to
be one of my friends. Right? So I turn back around. As I'm turning around, I see the window rolling up, and I walk towards him. Right, because I'm like, all right.
Yeah, now it's time to see who this is.
I'm like, I'm not like mad, but I'm really confused.
Yeah, yeah, what the hell's going on here?
So now I'm standing, and now he's not looking at me. He's looking the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not knocking on this guy's window.
And you're the only, like you're like the only guy in the...
It's just me and this guy.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the middle of the day.
So it's obvious that he's doing it towards you at this point.
Right, he's rolling the window down when I'm not looking, cursing me out, rolling the window back up when I turn around.
I would have knocked on the window with my ice skate.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. And then he pulls out a gun and shoots me.
Yeah, that's probably not very good.
Oh, that's cool.
He was blasting country music. You know,
hopefully you don't die.
No, it'd be cool. It'd be cool if I die. And
hey,
my wife
go out on top.
That's true.
Number one. Right. Number one.
I mean, that would be really douchey of the douches to not vote for us every year since I'm dead.
Yeah, right? In memoriam.
So anyways, I'm like, all right, this is really weird. I don't even know if I want to deal with this guy because he's now not looking at me. I turn back around. I walk into my car, get in my car, and I back up, and now I have two options. I could go one way where I avoid him, or I go the other way where I can make eye contact.
Confrontation Steve, come on! I had to make eye contact.
Yeah! So I pull out, and I slowly kind of go by, and I'm like looking at him, and he's now yelling at me. And I'm like... And I look at him, and I just kind of hit the brakes for a second, and I put my hands up, and I'm like, what? And he just, like, keeps looking at me. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to leave.
Wow.
I don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah. Weird.
It was really freaking
somebody,
weird.
Some hockey player boned his girlfriend or something at this point.
I don't know what his deal was. Maybe Toppy's weird. Right. Maybe he's like a Tourette's guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but why would he take the effort to roll down the window?
Well, it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
That is.
Maybe he just wanted me to know what song he was listening to.
Hockey sucks. It's by Brooks and Dunn. Sure.
Another weird thing happened while at the hockey rink, although this was not in a bad way. This was in an awesome way. Just, you know, riding high on being the number one podcast. Of course, good things will happen at the rink.
You suck.
No. We finish our skate. It's a drop-in, so it's just like a random scrimmage with a bunch of guys that show up. I'm sitting in the locker room BSing with people. Some guy comes in from the other locker room. He goes, hey, man, thanks a lot for coming out and playing. That was awesome. I was the only goalie that day.
So, wow.
I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem, man. I'm here every time we do this gate. Like, it's not like it just showed up, but cool, thanks. I've never seen this guy before. He goes, really appreciate it. Here you go for your troubles.
What?
And he tips me. He gives me money.
Tip to play a game you always play?
Yes.
Congratulations.
It was awesome.
How much was it?
I want you to guess.
Oh, okay.
$20.
Was it? I want to ask that. Let's see. He tipped you, so I'll say $10.
Nick?
I'll say, gosh, just dropping hockey. Let's go with 15 right in between the two of you.
Okay, all three of you are unfortunately too high.
You got a fiver?
Rev, unfortunately, you are still too high.
$2.
$2 bill, come on.
$2. The guy gave me a $2 tip.
I want my $2. Hey, you know what? That can get you 10 McNuggets at Burger King.
Nice.
I guess they're not McNuggets at that point. No, they have them. $1.59 for 10.
Oh, I'll be back.
They just redid their menu and made things cheaper.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My friend Ricky Henderson's going to want to go.
I saw the commercials this last weekend, so I think they're still good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
There you go. You got yourself 10 nuggets.
You should do like the little hat or the tray that they send around at church. Like after the end of each drop-in, be like, hey, I'm the only goalie that shows up.
Might as well pay me.
Yeah.
Dude, we're at the point where we're willing to pay another goalie just to show up. Like, we're like, all right. In one rink I used to go to, like, in Kirkland, they would give the goalies to show up to drop in $10.
See?
Now, is that just because
are they doing
goalie
half court?
Is goalie just kind of like one of those less glamorous positions for people to play in drop-ins and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a grind because you're facing a million shots. Nobody plays defense. It's kind of a pain in the ass as a goalie.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it because it's great practice and it's an amazing workout.
Yeah.
Some guys don't. Some guys get a little weird. Goalies are weird.
You don't say.
And the problem also is if you only have, you know, with one only being there, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because then the other goalie is the post on the other end of the rink.
I said, would you put a garbage can in there?
They have shooter tooters, which are like these like canvas things that you could put up, but it's a pain in the ass. So you aim for the post. So I'll play 10 minutes on one side, and when I hit the 10-minute mark, I skate really fast onto the other end, play goalie for that side.
Mm-hmm. And you should do it every minute. That way you're sprinting.
Every time they go down, I should hurry. That would never
happen.
That's
a hell of a workout.
So it sucks for them, the players. It sucks for the goalie. I don't enjoy it. So when you have two goalies, it's like, yes.
Yeah.
But not a lot of goalies are available in the middle of the day, I guess. So that's, you know, I'm fortunate to have a job where I can pull that off.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, a lot of people got to work.
Yeah, some people have jobs, man.
What the hell?
It's messed up.
Whatever. You're getting compensated.
Whenever I go to the mall,
I made $2. I'm a pro goalie.
Whenever I'm out running errands around this time of the day, though, and there's traffic on I-5, I'm like, where the hell are these people going?
Right.
Aren't they at work?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? I thought unemployment was getting better.
Oh, my God. I don't feel good today.
Dude, it is so warm in here.
It is really warm in here.
Okay, because I'm like, at first I thought I was getting sick. I'm like, I'm having hot flashes.
Apparently,
the air conditioning is broken in our station.
I don't think that's my issue. I had a party on Sunday at a NASCAR party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did.
And I ate a lot of bean dip.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know.
Got some rev action?
I think my phone might have to go to the bathroom. Suspect.
Uh-oh. Well, Todd, before you run, you know, if you got to run to the bathroom, that's great. But I want to show you something before you run to the bathroom.
Okay.
I got something that's going to make you guys... This is going to blow your minds.
Okay? Here we go.
Or something else.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. It's going to blow one of your minds.
Like maybe colon.
Colon
blow.
You know how we love Rachel Barley, the bikini barista?
Yes.
I found us a new Rachel Barley.
No, oh, really?
Don't get me wrong. We're not replacing Rachel.
Oh.
You know, we have more than enough room to love more. And
speaking of my Instagram,
we have lots of beautiful women that listen to our podcast, from Red the Stripper, Rachel Barley, Nellie, I mean, Katie. Everybody, Taylor, I mean, I can't think of everybody offhand because it's warm and I'm about ready to pass out. But, dude, this is a girl we got to get on our podcast. Before I get to it, I want to give a quick thank you to Red the Stripper. I do believe that she had a big hand in us winning the Best of Western Washington. She posted on her Twitter page, "Vote for my friend."
No way!
If you guys don't vote for this guy, I will not post dirty pictures anymore.
Anymore?
Oh, wow.
Holy crap!
And I do
that's a throwdown.
And she did that like 3 days before the voting ended.
Nice.
There's Red, a bump.
We love you, Red.
Oh,
we've
hell
already
yeah.
loved you, but we love
oh,
you
yeah,
even more
the flowers,
now.
The flowers, we loved you from the flowers yep. you gave to Steve.
Everything.
And now you're just hooking it. Wow.
All right, so, you can have my $40.
Playboy.com did an article on a local bikini barista. How about that?
Wow.
Her name is Carly Joe. And she not only is a smoke show, but she also is the owner of Bikini Beans Espresso. Speaking of beans, Top Shelf, I guess it's in Kent near the Showwear Center.
Perfect. Ooh,
before a game.
It's right down by a Trapper's.
T-Birds are hot, and so is this girl. And I printed a couple of her pictures from her Instagram page. For those that want to play at home, her Instagram page is Carly, C-A-R-L-I-E. Joe, but it's the letter zero for the O.
I'll be playing
or the number
later.
Zero.
There it is.
You found her?
Found her.
Well, I printed some pictures. Nick.
Oh!
Toppy.
Good yeah. day.
Rev.
Oh, I got these ones. Oh, yeah. Oh, you did it in color. Yep. Good job.
Of course, I'm going to use the color printer for these.
She's one a Seahawks
them,
fan.
I was about to say, one of them has Seahawks colors. She's got an amazing, as the kids call it, turd cutter.
Okay. You think those are real or fake?
Really awesome. That's what I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, dude, I mean...
Dude.
Well, now I know how to keep you guys quiet. Just show you pictures of Curly Joe.
I like bikinis. What can I say? So,
she almost is wearing one, too. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. This is what Playboy wrote. Your coffee probably tastes better when it's served by a barista in a bikini. Mm. Curly Joe, the bikini lingerie clad or pasty clad owner of the popular Bikini Beans Espresso, where your very friendly barista serves up coffee in very friendly work clothes. Most entrepreneurs aren't able to pull this off. It's like one thing Elon Musk can't do, but this girl 100% can and is killing it accordingly in Kent, Washington. She's got 4 or 5 stars across the board on Yelp because, well, obviously.
Mm. Yeah, plus, coffee's awesome.
Her photography social media game is on point. And like I said, go to, they got a Facebook page also. Just type in Bikini Bean Espresso. We got to get her on the Mixcast.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to get her. Yeah. I mean, it's like now we've got Rachel Barley, who's the smoke show blonde, mm-hmm. and now we have Curly Joe, the smoke show brunette.
Yep. And we got a redhead, too.
And we got Red, the smoke show red.
Yep.
So now we just need a purple haired girl, and we're golden.
Okay.
All right. All right, I know Toppy, you got to go run and take care of a couple things. Toppy's got a meeting, so he'll be right back. But
he's got to poop, you know it.
All right. Well, according to him, I see Toppy, I got another 30-minute poop he's going to be taking, I think. So while he's gone, I want to talk to our buddy Donnie from Rainier on Pine.
Hello.
Hello. So you got to hang out this morning on the BJ and Migs show.
Yeah.
Got to meet Luke Wilson.
Absolutely.
You brought your brother Evan.
Yeah, he's here.
Hello.
Hello.
Very thrilled about meeting Luke. That was a real highlight. Thank you.
Before we talk about the Rainier and Pine stuff, because I obviously want to pick your brain, it's always fun to talk to you about all things pot.
Yeah.
And I know Nick enjoys it as well.
Yeah.
Nah, a little bit.
This is the only time during the podcast when Nick actually pays attention. But you went to the Hawks game over the weekend.
Oh, it was awesome. Third row, right by the tunnel.
Wow. What?
Third row. We were right there. My real estate agent, who's a buddy of mine, Corey, he actually hooked me up with the tickets as a nice little thank you. And
thank you for what?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank we had a great time. Got a lot of autographs before the game. Actually saw Luke.
Oh, it's funny. There. I want to bring this up because I get a text from Luke last night. We were BSing about some other stuff, but he goes, "Oh, dude, I had another guy come up to me and say, 'Mig says what's up' on Sunday."
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And I'm like, and I'm cracking up because I'm like, "Dude, I hope you know I'm not like telling people come say hi on behalf of me, because if I want to say hi to you, Luke, I'll just text you."
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I know." He goes, "The dude said that he's going to be in studio tomorrow." And I'm like, "Oh, it's Donnie."
Yeah, yeah. That's no, I thought awesome. That'd be funny. I told my friend, I'm going to tell him Mig says hello, because I figured that'd get his attention.
It worked.
You know,
it
everybody's worked. Yelling, Luke, so. You know, I'm sure he just in one ear, out the other.
So when you yelled it, did he actually turn around because of that?
He was standing just off to the left smiling. Well, as he ran out to warm up, I yelled it, and I wasn't sure if he heard me, but he came back to sign some autographs for some kids, and he was just right to the left being real cool. And I just said, "Hey, Steve Miggs says what's up," and he looked up and smiled, and I said, "I'll see you on Tuesday." So
he's like, "Who is this guy?"
Yeah, exactly.
Is he stalking me?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, we had a great time. He was nice. So,
I texted him back. I'm like, "Oh, that's my buddy Donnie." And I said, "Donnie works over at Rainier and Pine. It's one of the recreational pot shops." And he writes back, "Ha ha, love it."
Ah, no, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good. That's great.
Yeah. It's always fun when the Seahawks recognize.
Yeah. No. That's a
putting the green in the blue and green, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
In the game. Oh, did you meet any other Seahawk players?
We actually got probably 9 autographs. Everybody from Gilliam to John Ryan. Russell Wilson signed my buddy's game ball. So he's taken it 5 times. It was from the Arizona game last year where Marshawn did the hand grab.
Russell the gesture.
Yeah, exactly. He had a big running game, and Russell threw for a couple hundred yards. So he's taken taken it to five games trying to get it signed, and Russell was off to the left. I was videotaping him sign for some kids, and he started to walk by and beeline it into the locker room, and I went, hey, Russell, you're not even going to sign it for his kid's game ball? He turned around, came back, and signed it real beautifully, put a little Bible verse on there, real nice guy.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah, turned around and walked back in. So.
Okay, so he said, hey, you said you're not going to sign it for this guy's kid. Did he have a kid with him?
He had his son there, and
hey, kid, just pretend you're mine.
Yeah, exactly.
But sir, I'm Puerto Rican.
I don't care. Well, everybody says that he only really signs for the kids, you know, on game day. So, yeah, Corey had his, or Eric, we had another buddy there, and Eric had his son. His nickname's Mister. And so, yeah, he's brought it a bunch of times. So it was really, I was just happy to see him sign it right next to me. So that was cool.
Oh, man, what's it like? It sounds geeky, but, you know, like, he's a larger-than-life personality, even at, what, 5'11", he's still larger-than-life. Was it kind of like, when I remember one time, it was Metallica was playing at the CenturyLink Field, at Quest Stadium at the time.
Yeah.
It was for that big show where they played with Limp Bizkit, Deftones, Linkin Park. And it was not like I twist my arm. I was doing an interview with the guys in Limp Bizkit, and I was waiting for Limp Bizkit to let me into their dressing room to do the interview, and who walks by me but James Hetfield from Metallica. And all I could think is, oh my goodness gracious, that's James Hetfield. Like, he was like, even though he's a normal dude, he was larger than life.
Yeah.
Like, unapproachable. Yeah. I almost, like, didn't even want to make eye contact with him.
Right.
What was your vibe? Because you're a big Seahawks fan, and here's the face of the franchise right in front of you.
I had a smile from ear to ear, and I was really nervous at first because he was so close, and I had been that close.
And that was in the sativa pills that you took that made that
smile.
Yeah,
no, we actually had some CBD ones.
There you go.
Yeah, and so I quit videotaping right as he was, you know, because I didn't really think he would come over to us because he was started to beeline it. So just having him there was a real big thrill. Gilliam was another, like, really cool guy. He was the pin I had, my buddy had a light blue pin, and he goes, yeah, I've never signed in one of these. And so he wrote on there, this is awesome. The other person we got to meet was Marshawn's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my friend, who's a Steelers fan, Liz, met her at the mall Saturday. I guess she was doing something there.
Yes.
And then we seen her at the game. She was walking around, and so I had her sign, and I asked her about Marshawn's tank.
Tanked. Yeah, the fish tank.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
You know, I'm always thinking random stuff. So I asked her how the tank was, and she's like, oh, it's awesome. It's beautiful. So she signed my kid's jersey for it, tanked up.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
That's amazing.
The other one that was really cool is we were standing there at the beginning when Will Ferrell came walking out.
I saw him on the TV right there.
And,
sure, it wasn't Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, he had a couple people with him. I think a son or a daughter, a young kid with him. So that was really cool because he comes walking out.
He has a daughter, but
yeah, he had some. There was a couple people around him, but you know, he had his hat and glasses on. So, but yeah, we were standing right there when he walked out. We just had a great time.
Damn, that's
cool. Yeah.
I wonder if Snoop Dogg was there because Snoop was just in town too.
Randy Johnson was there. He was right by us. He was wearing JNCO jeans and skater shoes. No, he wasn't. Did you see the big backpack on TV he had? He looked like he was dressed like a 20-year-old. He had like a skater coat, big old backpack, walking around like, you know.
Like, well, I know, according to my wife, though, he doesn't look like a 20-year-old because she's like, who's this old guy waving the flag? I'm like, that's Randy Johnson from the Mariners.
He still has the mullet.
I know.
You know, he's still rocking that thing. How many years later? So, I mean, he makes a mullet look good.
I mean, on TV, it's tough to tell. I mean, it sounds like people are cheering, obviously. Yeah. But what was the reaction like when Randy Johnson?
The place went crazy.
Yeah,
when
that's
he
cool.
just walked out to, because he walked out, it, you know, way before the game started. I didn't know that he was raising the 12th man at the time. And so he walked out and the crowd just went crazy as soon as he walked onto the field. Because, I mean, he's really, really tall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anybody was walking on the sideline
with his shoulders above.
Yeah, he's 2 feet taller. And then he went over and talked to Will Ferrell for quite a while. So, and Coach Carroll.
I wonder what that conversation was.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Sick mullet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it was, you know, we had just a great time. Being that close is just an experience. If I was any closer, you probably couldn't see anything because the guys are so damn tall down there.
What was a favorite moment, whether it be a play in the game or something that happened there?
Tyler Lockett's catch in the end zone right in front of us.
Oh, that was right in front of you?
That was right in front of us. It was just right there. So
that was the first one?
Yeah. Yeah, that first one where he
just
came
threw
down.
That
yeah.
dime yeah. right into his hands.
Yeah, and I was videotaping when Frank Rawls scored his touchdown right there.
Thomas Rawls.
Thomas Rawls. Yeah, he just the whole atmosphere of that game was just absolutely bananas.
Is it? What's the? I've never sat that close for a Hawks game. The closest I was in when my old season tickets were section 117, but it was like row KK, so it was like, you know, still up kind of closer towards the 200 level. Great perspective. Any other time I've gone to a Hawks game, I've always been in the 300 level. Also, I love that perspective because you can really see the play unfold. But I can't imagine what the experience is like to be that close, because now all of a sudden these guys are your size. They're not just like these ants on the field.
Exactly. That's what I kept telling Corey. I'm like, this is just a whole nother experience down here. It's for me, it was a highlight. I won't ever forget the game, because I've been like you. I've been to games and up top, or you know, I actually did field security for a while. My neighbor was in the military, and his squadron would volunteer, and they'd give them money to the wives when they go out of town and they needed extra money and stuff like that. So I volunteered just to walk security. So we just beeline it down to the field. You get down there, have to turn around and come back up. So, but sitting there was just absolutely awesome.
Wow.
I mean, the
were you rocking your Rainier and Pine jersey?
I actually got it signed. That's the one I got signed, was the Rainier jersey.
Nice.
I did wear them, and then I brought an extra one and had the guys all sign. They actually commented on that. They're like, Rainier, that's pretty cool. So
like, it's a pod shop. They're like, hey, where are you located? We'll let you know when we're not being tested.
Yeah, exactly. We've had a
any guys' eyes light up when you said that you're a recreation pod shop?
They kind of smile. There's a bunch of kids around, so I try to not, you know, advertise in front of the kids there.
It's,
but
it's very mature of you, Donnie.
Yeah, well, I know I have a young daughter, and I try to keep it away from her. So
makes sense.
But just, you know, being there, and it's funny, when Tyler Lockett was running his, you know, catching the punt return, the guys, when they hit each other down there, it's a whole nother level. It's just unbelievable, because on TV, you're not hearing the pops and the grunts. Mm-hmm. You couldn't pay me any amount of money to catch a punt return and run through those guys.
Yeah,
I mean, they're absolutely just giants. I mean,
you watch on TV, it feels like it's a video game, but like, yeah, I would imagine the hits are real.
And just, these giant dudes just barreling full force at you if you're not going for that fair catch.
Unbelievable. And well, that one where Tyler Lockett got popped, right,
yeah,
when he caught it, that,
oh, yeah.
I mean, because that was just, you know, right 20 yards off to the left of us.
Were you guys right by where Doug Baldwin got elevated off the ground?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was just, you know, we were...
That was on your end?
Yeah, I was literally right at the end zone, just right almost on the goal line.
Yeah.
So,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was just...
Oh, so you got to see him get air.
Absolutely. And, you know, when he got his air, it was just kind of one of those moments, because he came down and, you know, he had wind knocked out of him. And then he actually left about 2 minutes before the game was... he went in the locker room. I don't know what he did, but then he came back out right
before. Probably pulled the top shelf, had to go poop.
Yeah, something. So he went in about 2 minutes.
Knocked the crap out of me. I got to go.
Yeah. Literally knocked the crap out of me. Coach, I need new pants.
Yeah, he went in and came back out, so they must have checked him out or something. But he ran back out. I heard he had to have an MRI or something on his ankle.
Something quick, to make sure he's okay. So. I know that. I thought it was kind of cool, because you never know what happens after a big hit like that. And you wonder, oh, is this going to lead to a scuffle?
Yeah.
The two of them were like broing down after the hit. Like they must know each other.
Well,
obviously.
Tyler Lockett, when that guy, I think it was number 11 for the Niners, popped him, and he popped right up and tapped the guy right on the back of the helmet. So and then, you know, the guy ran off and was cheering, but I saw him come up to him later in the game and was slapping Tyler Lockett like, hey, good job, kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
What's it like watching Rawls that up close? I mean, that kid's got some moves.
It was hard to take in because he's so fast. I mean, it's just, and the game, he just exploded during the game. So I mean, and there's so much going on at a game. It's just your senses are overloaded.
Yeah.
If you're great, I mean, this is how I became a fan, was my first football game. I mean, there's just nothing like high-fiving strangers and just, you know, having everybody's beards are painted and everybody's drinking. So it's just a great experience.
Nick paints his pubes and he doesn't even go to the game.
Pink.
For breast cancer awareness.
Exactly. That's awesome.
But it's all year-round for him.
Yeah. We watching that guy run was just unbelievable. Marshawn Lynch was walking around before the game. I didn't even realize he was hurt, but he was with his mother and stuff. So apparently they talked at some point. He decided he wasn't going to play because he was warming up.
He was
out there stretching and doing everything.
It was fun watching Marshawn, though, cheer on Rawls on the sidelines. They kept showing him, and he looked more excited for Thomas Rawls than Thomas Rawls did, which I think is like such a great sign of a great teammate.
I heard about it, but I didn't get to see him because they were way down the left where their bench was. We had just some spectators up in front of us. So, but it was just... I'll never forget the game.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, Donnie is, he works, well, you run Rainier on Pine.
I'm the buyer. We have, our manager is Brian, and our other manager is a good buddy of mine, Jeff Mullen. So they
Nick is also a buyer when it comes to recreational pot.
Yeah.
He's got his own shop at
different
home.
Different kind of quantities.
Yeah. Yeah. They run all the day-to-day operations. I'm just in charge of products, picking products. And so for me, that's actually a blessing because there's
a lot of... He stocks the store.
Yeah.
So you pick the product. So you decide this is a strain of weed that we should definitely carry.
Absolutely. We tend to get a collective opinion when we can, because it's always better to get a group opinion than just one opinion.
If you need us for a focus group, you know we're always
absolutely
here for
that's
unfocused group.
Yeah, that's the
unfocused group. That could be a podcast right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Unfocused group. It's like getting Doug with high. But it's a local, the unfocused group, and we just review strains of weed.
Yeah.
I'll just observe, of course, because I...
Oh, sure, of course. Thanks.
Well, that's how it's done, too. We'll hand out some stuff for... they can buy it and try it. A couple weeks ago, they changed how we did things, so we're not exactly... Whenever we purchase something, we get a certain amount at a discounted rate. They've changed that about 2 weeks ago, so it's a little tougher to... figure out, you know, everything that we're taking in right now as far as trying it. But that's just the rule we always had, is we try everything.
That way, at least you could speak intelligently about it and what it does to somebody.
You don't want to go up to your waitress and ask for the special or anything and not be able to, you know, have some feedback on it. I don't know. I mean, that just doesn't help a chef. Yeah.
I had that happen recently. It's like, I don't know, but I'm sure it's good. It's on the menu. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very
helpful. Yeah, you want, hey, yeah, it's good, or you want some kind of feedback.
Or want to know what it's going to do, and not everyone can just pull up Leafly right there.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is we also deal with just a tremendous amount of new people. So you know, it's been... A lot of people have waited their whole lives, you know, for it to be legal, because a lot of people are law-abiding citizens. So those people who are older or younger, or just, you know, recently out of jobs where they can, you know, partake, it's an experience for them that we have to educate them on.
Oh, it's a curiosity. Yeah.
And so there's certain people, like my buddy went in Saturday night, and you know, he asked for something mellow, and so he got some lower THC just because it was going to be a little easier for him.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of that's the bud tender's job, is to help educate them and give them feedback as far as what they tried and what they want. And it's, you know, like when you go up to a bar, if you order a drink or anything, you want... So my wife, every time, asks the waitress, what is good when we're ordered a drink?
Yeah.
You know, she said... She's 30.
Beer sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But every time she needs advice.
Water. Yeah. I like the water here. It's pretty dope.
Well, and I mean, I've seen it before where people will just walk up and it'll be like, well, I don't know what I want. What works good for playing video games for 6 hours?
That's, you know, and that's
really vague.
What's the answer for that?
A good indica. Yeah. Or a hybrid. So, but you know, it.
90-10 indica, right?
There you go. You know,
oh, geez.
Nick's our buyer.
There's so many different products that are coming out. It's not just cannabis. I mean, to us, we know pot and the flower. But, I mean, we have everything from lubricants to, I mean, you have capsules. I mean, you got tinctures. There's a lot of...
You got, like, the sprays that are, like, you know, like
breast,
icy hot.
Yeah, you got breast sprays, mints. Mm-hmm. I mean, every week there's a new product coming out. You know, we get lots of emails.
What's the new one that's exciting you right now?
One of my vendors had the mints. There's a lot of flavored mints, and I just think they're fantastic because they come in cinnamon. I actually brought some with me, but it's the first time they had sativa, indica, and hybrid mints. So you can actually...
Oh, wow.
Exactly. So you can... try
and see how each one affects you.
Exactly.
And for each situation,
or see how each one affects you all at the same time, right?
And by affect
you,
we're talking about the stench of your breath, right?
Exactly. You want to clear up your breath. Sure. Yeah.
Well,
right.
And that's the great thing about a mint. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and you know, for people like me, I have a higher tolerance. And you know, like Saturday or Sunday, we went to the game, and my buddy, he bought some CBD capsules. I told him, yeah, give me four. It probably won't do anything. He ate one. I think it had a milligram of THC. He bought food all day long. He was like, I am so high. I'm like, really? That is awesome feedback. Because you know, because
he just wasted four pills on you, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he did too. Yeah,
and about $400 on concessions.
He came back at one point with like, I got a brownie, a Rice Krispie treat. I'm like, where did you find all this stuff, man? I thought they had hot dogs here. So, but you know, actually, Nick here gave me some feedback, and I share it with the vendors all the time about he had a cut on his finger, and
I sliced the tip of my finger off.
And he was using CBD.
Yeah, the tincture.
Oil. Yeah, the tincture to help heal his cut.
Dropping it right on in there?
There was some of that. I had some of that lotion that he put on. But then I also had something that I would put in my tea.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it just basically took away the pain aspect for me so that I could get the gauze off, because that gauze would get stuck on that open wound. And I just couldn't even touch it or look at it. And now, thank God for Donnie.
Well, you know, and I share that with the vendor all the
TGFD.
Time. So,
yeah.
That's awesome. So, I told the vendor, you know, and that's just another way that we're hearing feedback, because we're not medical professionals, so we can't give any medical advice. You know, when we were the medical facility, we had a little bit more freedom. But once we changed over to rec, we had to change all our vernacular, everything. So we have to share experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can only talk about the highs and the lows. There are no dosage. Or no, we can't use words like pain relief. You know, those are
that makes sense.
Yeah, they take those out of our vernacular. So
I know I'm in the news. We've been talking about Snoop Dogg and his line of weed. It's available in Colorado. Yeah. He was just recently in town. He says that he'd like to get it here in Washington.
I heard this.
What do you know about it? Have you got to sample it?
I haven't heard anything so far. I heard that he was in town at a store. I haven't even heard the name of the store before. On Saturday night,
somewhere in Renton. I can't remember the name either.
Exactly. Well, then. He did something Sunday or maybe Saturday night, but I've heard of Tommy Chong stuff coming through. I'm actually, you know, we'll get samples of that, but the Snoops, I'm really looking forward to. I know as soon as the vendor contacts me, I'll let you know.
Awesome.
So
can we get like a Migscast strain? Can they like be like some kind of special?
Hey, I'll throw it out there. We have you guys have a lot of fans out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, a lot of guys out
like
there.
Three or four.
Yeah.
They all voted for us, and we're number one in Western Washington now.
Well, you know, you can add a period to your email to.
That's very true. It might have helped out. We are the number one podcast in Western Washington.
That is awesome. I know I voted. I voted. Thank you. Yeah, that's just awesome.
So I think it's about time we have our own, like, you know, special weed at Rainier on Pine.
Damn right.
I will totally throw it out there, because there's a lot of guys who
awesome.
Yeah. I share that.
We got our own role.
Yeah.
Now we'll have our own strain of weed. We're taking over this place.
And the one I'll mention is we have Forte Farms right in our parking lot. We got a big industrial parking lot. So our store is out front, and there's two legal 502 production processing facilities in the back corner, two separate entities there. And Forte Farms, I'll mention that to him, absolutely, because he's a big fan of you guys.
As a request, can you make it, whatever strain it is, the effect that it has on somebody, it makes anything that they hear funny.
Yes.
Because we need all the help that we can have.
It works for me.
If it makes you laugh uncontrollably for no apparent reason and you find the dumbest things hilarious, that's the strain.
Perfect.
That's
the Migscast strain.
That's
I think
awesome.
That would be awesome. Hey, I got an email, a text message, and usually we do it during our text message segment, but it's actually something for you, so I figured I'll throw it out there right now. They address Germano Nick, our local buyer, but it's from Dan the Handicap Man. He says, I got a question for you. When I lived in Washington and smoked pot, it was always telling the thing where he was just talking about some weed stuff, but he's coming to town around Christmas time. He lives in Nebraska, where weed's considered the devil, so much so that Nebraska's trying to sue Colorado. Part of me has stopped smoking pot, and then last Christmas I've been clean for about 2 years or so. All that being said, I love pot, and my friend's taking me to one of the pot shops when I come to visit. Part of me is worried, though, and paranoid, because the question is, can I even get into a pot shop with an out-of-state ID? And if so, is there a strain of pot that will make me smile, laugh uncontrollably, the Migscast strain, and forget what I was talking about 5 minutes ago while minimizing the paranoia effect? From Dan the Handicap Man.
Absolutely. And to answer his first question there about the ID. Yeah, absolutely. It's just like in any state, as long as you have current valid ID, that you can come. Passports work. State IDs work. Our security does check thoroughly. There's a check at the door.
We visited and they're great.
And the thing about the checks is, a lot of people don't realize, is the check at the door is to make sure that no babies or young people are getting through the door at first. Then they, up at the point of sale, the law requires valid ID for to make a purchase. So
what if a baby has a little fake mustache and kind of crawls
exactly,
in?
Exactly. Well, we want to just so anybody who has valid ID is totally fine to get in. It's got to be current passport. You know, if they're traveling, they can bring that. You know, to answer his second question, he definitely wants to pick something probably a little mellow, like my buddy picked up Saturday, you know, something with a lower THC. You know, from my experience, I quit for 4 years. I just randomly one day decided to stop smoking cannabis. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 years later, I had a blunt, and I was really excited to smoke it, and mm-hmm. man, I lit it up, and I was... Oh, I miss you. Oh, you know, just, oh, so happy. You taste so good. And right. I think about 3 minutes later, flick that thing out. I was just like, what did the dope man sell me? Oh. I should have known better when the smoke was coming out blue a little bit. But
no, losing your mind.
I was just stoned. Yeah. I was very stoned. I mean, I woke up the next morning stoned. So wow. I, you know, when I went to bed, I swear to God, I heard a car crash in my head. So very powerful stuff. So you just, when you're getting back into it, you just want to take it easy. If I would have took a toke, quit, I'd have been right. absolutely fine. But yeah, just pick something a little more mellow.
Don't just go right into the deep end.
And don't attack it like you used to.
Yeah. That's yeah. it. That's yeah. it. Is, you know, what you did before, the pot is way more powerful. You
well,
know?
And granted, pot's different than hard drugs, but that's what killed so many people in yeah. our lives. Like, yeah. I mean, Andrew Woods, one of the guys I think about, got clean, then decided, I'm going to do heroin again, thought he could take as much as he used to take. His body couldn't handle it. And yep. obviously, this is way more extreme. Dan, yeah. you're not going to die. But, you know, like... Don't think, oh, I used to do this much. I right. can still do that much. Right. Your body's not ready
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, no, and you know, they got it. You can get a joint. You know, you can get a low
plus
THC.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, it's you can get yourself
save a little bit of money.
Yep.
You can get CBD. You can get, which is real low in THC. Dan wants to come in and ask for something lower in THC. Don't come in and ask for the high stuff, Dan.
Right. just want to have fun.
Don't yeah. go for the vape
yeah.
pens.
Yeah, just oh, stay away. Gosh. Pick up a joint or two when you come into the store, and all you need is a lighter after that, and you're pretty set.
Like what, around 14-17% maybe? Or is that
that's
too
what
high
I
still?
Would go with. Yeah. I mean, and then just, again, just take a toke, you know? Mm-hmm. Kind of, you don't...
Engage it from there.
The thing about, it's just like baking. You can add more, but if you add too much, you're pretty much done. Yeah. So, I mean, but you can add a little more salt if you need to. So, start with a toke, wait an hour or two, and kind of back up.
One question I have, because, I mean, this is the fall season, and we got pumpkin spice everything. Are there seasonal mm-hmm. strains?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not talking about, like, a pumpkin spice weed, but, no. I mean, do they have the seasonal stuff?
Yeah, in fact, Fairwinds, a buddy of mine's company, that the tincture and stuff comes from, he's yeah. got pumpkin spice latte cartridges.
Okay, they really do.
Yeah, no, in fact, you said
for the white
that.
Women.
Yeah, yeah, no, they...
Let me get my Uggs.
They put out, you know, a lot of the edible companies have different things for the season. So, yeah, we're seeing pumpkin spice, latte, cartridges.
That's awesome.
They got, they call them C-cups. They're for your Keurig. And they're a little coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You
that's
drop
hilarious.
It in there. It's a cannabis cup. And they have
no
flavored
way.
Ones. Yeah, and, you know, the...
peppermint they, mocha.
Babe, stay away yeah, from the one yeah. that doesn't say Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. You do not want to drink that.
And they have peppermint cartridges. Let's see. What else do they have? I mean, there's a...
Okay, wow.
A lot of the joint companies are putting out, like, Thanksgiving yeah. joints and
Thanksgiving
turkey toking and so and
will you guys be open on Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. Come on into the store. They will
all
be
right.
open from
wow.
10 to 6 a.m. I know.
Where's the address? So for those that
3111 South Pine Street, Tacoma.
3111 South yeah. Pine Street, Tacoma.
And open all day Thanksgiving from 10 to 11. Or I'm sorry, 10 to 6, rather.
10 to 11.
So yeah, they'll have all your needs, and we'll have a lot of Thanksgiving specials going on Thanksgiving. So,
is there a website for people?
The website
or
is
Facebook?
It's under construction. Facebook, RainierWellness.com or something.
Okay.
Rainier Wellness. There
Rainier
you
Wellness. Yeah. You'll figure it out. Just look for a place that says Rainier and has marijuana stuff.
302-3365. Give it a call.
302-3365. That's yeah. 253.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. 253.
Awesome, dude. Donnie, really appreciate you giving us the scoop on all this fun stuff, man.
Hey, it's always good to hang out with you guys. I always love seeing you.
Hell yeah, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thanks, guys.
Let's do the emails. I think that's Toppy. Okay. Wow, that was a monster Duke.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages.
Oh, yeah. It got serious. Steve is the master with the ghetto blaster. He's gonna rhyme because he's fresh. He does it all the time. So we sit and we crave for what you all gave. With your words and with your voice that you all send by your choice. And sometimes I
I'm
rap
sweating.
With which don't fit. And it's time for messages. So let's knock it out or lickety-split, dogs.
Toppy, you doing
Steve
okay?
Steve Miggs messages. Fresh with the food.
Empty nest syndrome, man.
Dude, you were gone forever. We just...
That took a while.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And there's no air conditioning?
About it, and then, yeah.
You must have been melting in there.
Oh, the bathroom must smell.
How many rolls did you go through?
I don't want to talk about it.
Sushi rolls?
No, sure. That's enough.
Dwight, our engineer, just sent an email before we get to any of the actual emails, an update about the heating in here. From the building management, we are currently experiencing issues with the HVAC on multiple floors throughout the building. Our engineers are currently working diligently on the issue and will have it resolved as soon as possible. Mm. Until they figure this out, there is no air conditioning, heating, or air movement. It is so hot in this room. It is like, I don't even know if we could get through the emails, the voicemails, and the text messages. We'll try.
I'm pretty happy with this. These pieces of Instagrammed beauty that you gave us, because I can use it as a fan.
Oh,
it's just making yourself hotter, though.
Yeah, this just warmed me up looking at these pictures of, again, Carly Joe, and the O is a zero. As I said earlier, it's the letter zero.
She is hot.
So hot.
God.
Almost as hot as this freaking room.
Yeah.
Toppy, since you had to put in some work while not on the air.
Yes.
What do you want us to do?
Let's do emails.
Emails. Okay. We got a couple. This one says, no 5 hours podcast.
No.
From Chris in Bothell. The offer of a 5 hour podcast is long void.
Thank God.
That promise was made 3 years ago by STP on the STP cast.
Yeah.
Does not count.
When you were pushing the vote to beat Luke Burbank. The Migs cast has made no promises this year and don't owe anyone a damn thing except to be continue to be the best in Western Washington.
Make this man an honorary member.
That and a laser tag victory party at Virtual Sports, which
we'll do. Yeah, we'll totally do that. Yeah. I don't want to do a 5 hour podcast.
No, I don't know if we can.
Not in this room.
No.
Right now? Hell no.
If we do, it'd have to be sometime in the new year. We got too much stuff going. Next week, we got December and Red. They're going to be hanging out, and it's during live day. They're going to perform live acoustic here in the room. That'll be fun.
Oh, I thought you said December and Red, like December was another stripper.
Oh.
Like, oh, the strippers are coming back.
That'd be a weird name for a stripper.
December.
Remember former rock girl slash stripper Tracy?
Yes.
I was just talking to her. I ran into her on Halloween. She wants to come back in sometime soon.
Cool.
She put me down as a job reference, which I thought was awesome. I don't know what for.
Yeah, what is she? Never mind.
I don't know, but I mean, I guess to say, hey, I worked at a radio station. You can contact this guy. Hey, I've given this guy lap dances.
I know, it's like, I'm like,
I've never visited her at a strip club.
Is she a former rock girl?
Yes.
Would it be weird if I went and got a lap dance from her, but I asked her for like a rock girl like bikini?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So I could get like the logo in my face.
That would be dope.
Okay.
Can you motorboat me with the O and the C on that shirt?
Let me see your rock logo.
So, Chris, I think you bring up valid points. We will do a laser tag. I know the douches are all getting together sometime in December.
Yeah.
If you go on the Facebook group page, you can figure that all out. Just
December
go to,
12th.
There you go. Thank you.
Yep.
There goes the tease that I was trying to send people to the Facebook page for.
I didn't know that was a tease. I'm
you don't need it. Nick's got it.
Nope. Nick.
Master Thespian.
You are just ruining.
Oh, yeah. It's not
making
so easy.
It terrible.
Dude,
you're making it terrible.
The heat in this room is the heat's getting to us.
Yeah.
We're all going crazy.
Yeah.
Remember that movie, Do the Right Thing? I'm about ready to throw a garbage pail through the pizza window.
Oh.
Yeah.
250 a week.
Or can, sorry. Is it can or pail in this town?
It's a can.
It's a can, yeah.
Garbage can.
I don't care. I don't say... I can't even speak anymore.
No.
Blah.
All right, why don't we do one more email?
I can't
blah.
Even.
Blah.
All right, we'll do one more email.
All right.
Did you guys see the Creed spoof that Scott Stapp did for the movie Creed?
Oh, I heard about this.
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it, but Funny or Die, I guess, did a video where Scott Stapp from Creed reviews the movie Creed. Now, for those that don't know, the movie Creed is about Apollo Creed, the character that Rocky fought in the first two Rockies. It's his son, who's now a boxer, and Rocky's kind of taking over the role of like Mickey, and he's like kind of like his manager. So that's the premise of the film, which I can't wait to see. But this involves Scott Stapp, the frontman of the band Creed.
What's up? Scott Stapp here.
What's up, Scott?
Welcome to my movie review show.
Yeah.
So
this week, I checked out a new film called Creed. I said to myself, finally, the epic tale of my band Creed is coming to the big screen.
Whoops.
As Creed the movie unfolded, there wasn't much that resembled what happened in Creed the band. This movie has a lot of boxing. One time I punched a guy from 311, but I never actually boxed. Spoiler alert! Creed the movie has no epic guitar solos played on a mountaintop. And at no point does Creed sing on a steep cliff. That's what we do best. Then, out of nowhere, Creed is hanging out with Rocky Balboa. Take it straight from the guy from Creed. We never met Rocky Balboa. In one scene, Creed is in front of a huge crowd. And I was like, is he about to play Woodstock 99? Nope, just more boxing. Anyway, I thought the performances were good. Jordan, Stallone, they're great. I give this movie four arms wide open.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Four eyes. Went a long way just to get to that joke.
Yeah. Needs to be back on those drugs.
Well, he should have visited our friend Donnie at Rainier and Pine.
Right.
Hey, let's do something else, Toppy.
It's the Mixed Cast.
Play the short one.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Rev, what do you want us to do? As you stare at Carly Joe, the barista.
Voicemails.
Voicemails. I think we only have two.
Yep.
All right. Let's do it.
I live in an apartment, and that means that I've got to do my laundry at the laundromat. I then have to have a pocket full of quarters with me to be able to do anything whatsoever. And it's like, I don't even have cash. I never have cash. So why would I ever have any quarters? So then I have to make a special trip to the ATM to get 20 bucks out. So that means I have to make an extra stop so I can break the 20 and get a roll of quarters back so that I can then go and use these quarters in the laundromat. And it's like, why not just install a stupid credit card reader on these laundry machines in the laundromat?
Good
idea. That would save me a ton of time. I wouldn't have to worry about running out of quarters or finding quarters. This is the 21st century, and I have no clue how these washing machine operators can live in the dark ages of cash money. Nobody has cash. Update the machine.
All right, tell us what you really think.
I lived in an apartment complex that had card readers, and it was like our Avante Market where you could load your card with money.
That'd be fine. That'd
really
be great.
But you could do it with a credit card, so you could do what he was bitching about right
there.
That
would be great.
When I lived in an apartment complex, it was all quarter-based, and it was awesome because I was the apartment manager at the time.
You just get all the quarters you want.
Well, I would always, you know, the bulk load of them would make it back to the property managers.
Oh, man.
And then maybe
sticky fingers, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, there's some video games you got to play, you know.
Honestly, that
do your own laundry?
That was what we used to buy pot.
Oh.
Oh, man, so not even that, but then you're giving quarters to your weed guy.
Well, we go to Coinstar and cash them.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
A lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
But we had to cash the other quarters.
Oh,
so I've used that as payment to carry this giant bag of quarters to QFC to the Coinstar machine.
Oh, they upped their take on the money this time.
They didn't even care. Our property managers just were like, it's more money. They don't.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it wasn't like as if like they gave a crap about. They knew they were selling it eventually to another company to turn into condos.
Yeah.
So they were 1 foot out the door. Like, anytime we were like, hey, can we blah, blah, blah? They're like, sure. The owner, they were like a middleman for this main owner that was based in Germany. That owned the building.
Who has no idea what's going on.
I remember my first apartment complex I owned where the property manager stole from me and the apartment manager stole from the property managers.
Oh, America.
America.
It's the American way. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey, douches. It's Carmack.
Oh, boy.
Back from sunny California.
Bragger.
Like 80-degree weather. Amazing. I was up there for work. Had to help run one of our DCs over there, so
down there.
But
you know what he means.
You're gonna get a text. I was checking in through text, but I don't think I got in soon enough for you to read it on last week's podcast. But anyway, Steve, Rev, Mono Nick, Toppy, love you guys, and big congrats on being number one.
Thank you.
Douche Pride. Love you guys. Later.
I feel like we're being sabotaged.
Love you
today.
Too, buddy.
I feel like this heat thing is just to try and make us do a bad show.
It's been a great show.
Man, I'm glad I don't have to fart. This thing would be insane.
Dude, I'll leave. I mean,
I won't just because it would affect me too much.
We wouldn't even get to the damn music or anything. We'd just turn it off and leave and maybe not even upload it, Toppy. I would give you permission just to walk out the door. All right. I think that's all of our voicemails.
It's the Mixed Cast. It's the Mixed Cast.
You can leave us a voicemail or a text message, 253-271-4787. That's 253-271-4787. One person, Danny Handicap Man, we talked with Donnie about his pot concerns, but he also wanted to let us know oldpopcornisthebomb.com. That's for you, Mono Nick.
I was thinking about that last night, actually.
Because Mono Nick likes to make popcorn and then save it for another day.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed the whole Donnie segment. That sucks.
Yeah. Well,
stupid bean dip.
At least you have some treats from Donnie, some breath mints, because yeah. your breath is not doing too well today, Toppy. You might want to take.
Where'd you poop out of?
I would only take.
I mean,
yeah, you might need four of those.
I mean, well, you know, your hair looks great.
One person sent us a link to a story, and it's like, if you think your name sucks, ... Okay, this guy, this is an Australian man. I can't even believe that this is true, but apparently it is. He complained on Facebook, or he complained about Facebook doubting the validity of his name. Now, Toppy, you've experienced some issues with Facebook because they don't believe your real name is Top Shelf Falcon.
No. Totally real.
Even though it totally is. We're more than happy to send him ID. This guy's legal. He's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Facebook has shut down his page multiple times, forced him to change his name to his quote-unquote real name.
This will be good.
Okay, he's Vietnamese.
Oh, God.
It's a pretty good one.
It's going to have dong in it.
No. I'm going to try and say it so I can get away with saying it, because otherwise we'll have to bleep it. Let's just say his first name is Phuc, Phuc.
Mm-hmm.
His middle name is Dat, D-A-T,
mm-hmm.
and his last name is Bitch, B-I-C-H. Phuc wow. Dat Bitch is wow. his name.
And that's his name.
Some great parents right there. Awesome
well,
sense of humor.
Probably means something else in, you know, Vietnam. Maybe he should just stick to Instagram or something.
Or maybe just change it to Paul.
Paul that bitch.
Paul that bitch.
Paul that bitch.
Phuc that beach. Phuc that beach.
He doesn't need okay. Facebook anyway. With a name like that, you don't need Facebook.
Yeah. If you have anything but your normal picture up there, you're just going to get a lot of requests from horny dudes.
You're already winning at life, aren't you, at that point?
How does that
you don't
work?
Need Facebook.
When you go to Starbucks, hey, what's your name, sir, for your drink? Phuc that bitch.
And then I just give him the first name.
Yeah.
Well, I'd give my whole name. I would always like, hey, well,
sir, can we get a real name? No. I mean, wait, this is my real name.
Oh, my God. Luke Wilson, it's nice to meet you. What's up, bro? Yeah. What's your name? My name's Phuc that bitch.
Will you personalize that autograph to me?
I experienced something like this last weekend.
Go Hawks.
I was at a place where you order some burgers,
yes.
and they take your name down for when it's done, and they call it out. And I overheard the guy, and this lady goes, "Why did you give me that name?" And he goes, "I always give the name Batman because it usually gives the counter lady or person a chuckle, and no one else is coming up here
and you know
ordering
exactly
Batman.
What it is.
Right, there could be two Nicks.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many Steves in the world.
And you know how many Phuc that bitches are out there?
One.
Just say Batman.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is it Chris D'Elia, I think, the comic? Who I think he has a bit
Batman
where he encourages people when they go to Starbucks to when they ask for your name, you tell them that you're French and your name is Panice. P-E-N-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Panice.
God.
And your hope is that as it makes its way down the line, that the next person who tells you your drink is ready will just say, penis, your drink is ready.
But they never do that. Like, when you go into Starbucks, they just yell out what you ordered. Like, strawberry, vanilla latte, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, you're right.
They never say,
no,
Steve.
They just write your name wrong on the cup.
Right.
So you can take a picture of it and post it, and then they'll just call it your order.
Phuc that beach, your frappuccino's ready.
You got to do it at restaurants where it's like a 10-minute wait, and you're like, can I get your name? And it's Phuc that beach.
That's a great
your
name.
Table.
I
don't want it
table
anymore.
Table for four for Phuc that beach.
I want to get a Hawks jersey with that on the back of it.
Right.
Number 12, Phuc that beach.
Right, the 12th man.
Yeah, retire that name. Speaking of the Hawks, one last thing. I just wanted to share this because I thought it was really funny, and then we'll get out of here. dude, you gotta go again?
Maybe.
Jeez,
I don't
man.
Think this heat is helping.
You'll get a kick out of this, Toppy, because the other morning we were talking about a text that we got where somebody said that they were a contractor, they were going to remodel Russell Wilson's new house.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And he said that they dropped him because, quote, I'm Russell Wilson, I should be getting stuff at cost, he's a douche, I love my Hawks, but I'm disappointed in Russ. We had so many funny texts from people like, Russell Wilson ate my cat, true story.
Yeah.
But actually, some people shared some stories, and I don't know if they're true or not, but man, it makes you start to think, is Russell Wilson as good of a guy as we like to think he is?
Tavares Jackson wouldn't act like that. Just
okay.
T-Jack would pay full price and tip. One person says, "Holy!" After we read that text, another person wrote, "Holy crap, I work for an HVAC company, and Russell
get over here and
Wilson
help us.
Yeah. told us, I know, right? He deserves added discounts because he won a Super Bowl.
The whole city of Seattle owes him."
Another person, an interior designer, had the same thing happen with Russell. Said they could do it for that. He could do it for free because he could do it for. And they should do it for free because he could do it himself.
There's no way. Like,
why would he?
To be honest, I want this story. These stories to be true because right. It's just like there's no way he can be that good of a person.
But it just seems so ridiculous.
Yeah, like he's going to all of these places and he's getting dropped from all of these businesses when he has good money to spend. And they're like, no, we can't. Like, he's
since before the big contract. Man, I mean, granted, he was making millions in endorsements, so I mean,
yeah,
I'm with you, Nick. Another one, Russell did something similar with my business. He wanted a private theater for him and his date with a private entrance because he's Russell.
It would be funny if he was saying these like jokingly. Like, I could, like, it'd be like, well, you know, can you give me a discount?
The cat
like,
one was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that one.
The private theater, though, I mean, what's the harm in asking? I mean, he is a super high-profile celebrity.
And if I could afford to have a
You're talking
theater,
about going out to theater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. And at that point,
it's not that crazy.
He's request. Just
Craig's wanting to make out with Ciara.
Yeah. Yeah. You just want to go on a nice date night. You don't want to be bothered by people. Sneak him in. Have a nice entrance for him.
Quite possibly. And hey, look, you know, maybe because we all love the Seahawks and we love Russell Wilson, we're trying to defend him, but quite possibly back when he was single, I'm sure he was dating at a privacy for the girl he's dating. Maybe he just didn't want people to see who he was hanging out with.
Wasn't he married?
Well, yes. He got divorced.
Yeah, he could date people if he wants.
And then he was, I think...
There was a time between divorced and Sierra,
That he's probably just...
slaying
everything.
Just going for it.
Like that.
I'm Russell Wilson. It's Russell Wilson here. Where's Crazy Sherry? I want to take her to a movie theater, a private
theater.
You
know they hooked up.
Oh, my goodness. Let's start that rumor.
Yeah, you know they hooked
up. Right, I don't know about you guys, but I'm about ready. I'm pitting out.
Yeah, I am too.
I got a headache.
I think Toppy's issue is starting to affect
me. I'm sweating,
is that contagious,
Top
Shelf?
Yeah, dude. I know.
I'm going to let one fly.
I'm making some Fremunda cheese here.
Yeah.
Got to get out of here.
Need some Gold Bond.
Whoa. Not icy hot.
Use only as directed.
Thank you, everybody, for voting for us. We are the number one podcast, and we will say it for the rest of this year.
Yeah.
And next year. And
thank
even after we don't win, we'll still be the OGs for 2015. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for voting. Much love to you guys. We'll have a party sometime in the near future. Maybe somewhere outside. Maybe at an ice rink so we can cool off.
Jeez.
Right.
Big thanks, Donnie. Evan, appreciate it.
Sorry, I missed you.
Rainier on Pine, go get your weed there, man. All right. Romano, Nick, the Rev, Top Shelf.
Yeah.
This is Steve Miggs, and this is the number one podcast in Western Washington, the Miggs Cast. Stay positive and suck it.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.